A number of local entrepreneurs benefiting under the Startup Jamaica initiative got the opportunity to travel overseas to develop on their inventions. Through a partnership with the government and Jordanian entity Oasis 500, three young entrepreneurs traveled to Jordan to accelerate their business process. The three startup projects, Revo Farm, Crimebot, and The Vine List, were selected from a pool of 60 potential entrepreneurs who participated in a boot camp with Oasis 500 last September. The 100-day training initiative, which ran from April 1 to July 20, saw Oasis 500 providing mentorship, training, and other business support. Co-founder of Crimebot Limited, Dave Oakley, was among the three who benefited.
We were working with Crimebot, which is an app that basically allows you to anonymously report crimes and also gives you the ability to view crime hotspots as well as map crime spots in any country that you're in. We also do a bit of missing persons as well. We promote the pictures of missing persons to our users in order to aid in the facilitation of recovering them.
He says despite the language barrier, it was an enlightening experience.
We learned a lot in terms of how we can restructure ourselves going forward, you know, to properly monetize and capitalize on the market that we have. I was happy that what we're trying to do here in terms of Startup Jamaica, in terms of what youth entrepreneurs are doing with innovation, we're on par in terms of what the Middle East is offering. So we're not lagging behind in terms of software and future technology.
As you would imagine, Mr. Oakley is grateful for the opportunity to visit Jordan to receive further mentorship, training, and other business support.
I can't stop saying thanks to Startup Jamaica and the DBJ and also MSTEM for giving us, creating the space for us to take up this opportunity, because in terms of networking, it was a great trip. We were able to expand our network with persons who are big movers in society, so we can capitalize on what they know and tailor it to our solution to make it a world force. So actually, I'm very grateful and I have no regrets about going, and would actually go again if I was given the opportunity.
Through the partnership between the government and Jordanian entity Oasis 500, the organization has committed $30,000 to each of the startups currently in operation. Co-founder and marketing manager for The Vine List, Alicia Aris, is also one of the entrepreneurs who visited Jordan under the Startup Jamaica initiative. Vine List is a tech-based platform that allows persons to upload images of what they are interested in purchasing and be connected to local merchants who sell those products.
It was a very interesting experience where both culturally and business-wise we were able to develop as a startup manager as well as being connected to people who can develop your startup along with you.
Ms. Aris says the initiative provided the opportunity for growth and development.
So we found ourselves really growing because of this 100-day accelerator. So as a startup, what you are challenged with is particularly monetary-wise, as well as being able to understand dynamics of a new business, particularly a tech-based one. You're going to be confused, losing momentum, and being connected to mentors who have gone through the process and being able to motivate you and encourage you as well as direct you is what we went there for, and we were able to secure that.
Co-founder and marketing manager for The Vine List, Alicia Aris. Startup Jamaica is a 5-year private public sector initiative that will provide business support for young innovators and entrepreneurs to grow their ideas into marketable products and services, thus contributing to economic growth, increasing employment, and generating foreign exchange. It is expected to attract a significant number of young persons who can be inspired to create their own startups, particularly in technology development.
The Firearm Licensing Authority is advising the public that all firearm license-related payments are only to be made at the agency's two locations in Kingston and Montego Bay. Only fingerprint fees must be paid at any tax office. Anyone found making or accepting payments outside of the agency's locations will be subjected to legal penalties. For further information, please contact the Firearm Licensing Authority at 927-5158-60 or fla@cwjamaica.com.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.